Federal conservative leader Erin O'Toole set off a firestorm of controversy when he suggested that not one, quote, criminal be vaccinated ahead of other vulnerable populations. Cindy Murphy, the executive director of the John Howard Society, disagrees with that suggestion. Here she is in conversation with VOCM's Linda Swain.
What's your response to that?
Well, obviously we would disagree, and that I think Mr. O'Toole is making a very political statement, I said, when he's making those kinds of comments, you know, because what that implies is that people in the criminal justice system or who had criminal justice involvement don't deserve the same level of health care as you and I would deserve. And certainly that is not the case living in Canada today.
Why is COVID such a concern within the correction system?
Well, I guess it's such a confined space, you know, and the ability to social distance is almost impossible. You know, if you're living on these ranges, you're living next door to people, oftentimes you have to congregate to get meals and those types of things. It's virtually impossible. And, of course, you know, we have staff coming in and out, and they're not there 24 hours a day. Their shift is, and they can't be. And so, obviously, they're returning to the community and then returning to back inside. So the possibility of transmission is certainly high. Than if it was just the inmate population alone. So, you know, place the risk is higher for people who live and in confined spaces.
Some might say that there isn't an awful lot of public sympathy for inmates within the corrections system. But what do you see at play here? What is this all about?
Well, again, I think it's somewhat of a political exercise, and I think what everybody needs to understand is that we have a duty of care, in that punishment, when a person is sentenced to incarceration, the punishment is the loss of freedom. It doesn't mean that we punish them day in and day out. And so we are, as a society, required for their health care once incarcerated, and they deserve to be sort of prioritized based on their age. Obviously, we're looking at the elderly and pre-existing health conditions first and foremost. And we know people in custody oftentimes have a lot of comorbidity and issues that places them at higher risk. So, that, you know, and keeping in mind that these folks will be returning to our community at some point in time. And if they contract COVID while incarcerated, more than likely that care cannot be provided inside. And if they end up in hospital or ICU, that will have an impact on all of us as a community.
Not all those incarcerated are in for what would be considered the most egregious of crimes. Is that part of what plays into this?
I think so. You know, I heard some of the examples at the national level talking about the most egregious offenders, you know, and what that does is only really stirs up outrage. It doesn't really reflect, you know, the reality of the situation. So I think we need to follow the guidelines that's set out by the NACI, you know, what the federal government is doing, and I think what the provincially are doing as well, and that they should be prioritized based on need and vulnerability. And that goes for all the population, not just parts of it.
Locally, we have a case here, 10 corrections officers charged in connection with the death of an inmate. The case has not gone before the courts yet, of course, but there has to be an impact to the circumstances surrounding that. What is it like right now in the corrections system?
It's a difficult question for sure. You know, my heart goes out to the correctional officers in their daily lives trying to do a good job. And, you know, overwhelmingly, I'm sure that's the case for the majority of folks working in the system. And this, no doubt, has placed a lot of stress on the system, both for inmates and staff alike, no question about it. But we have someone whose death has been ruled a homicide, and so there has to be accountability at some point in time. We found it a little strange the way that the whole thing was unveiled, I guess, by announcing that there would be 10 people charged, but they weren't formally charged or hadn't gone through the court system initially, and that now has been done. So that's difficult. It's going to be a long time, I think, before we find some resolution to this, obviously, as they go through the court process. But I will say this, and I think this is extremely important for all of us to remember, that anybody who goes before the court who is charged are innocent until proven guilty. And we would support that premise no matter who was before the court. So, you know, supportive of the process and looking for a resolve, I guess, at the end of it.
Cindy Murphy, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Cindy Murphy, the executive director of the John Howard Society, speaking with VOCM's Linda Swain following federal conservative leader Aaron O'Toole setting off a firestorm of controversy when he suggested that not one, quote, criminal be vaccinated ahead of other vulnerable populations. As you just heard, Murphy clearly disagrees.